as well. So in summary, I believe we now have also some data which I did not show to you from the ASSURE trial about the neoadjuvant setting, very exciting preliminary data that there may also be a synergy between zoledronic acid and chemotherapy. We do have ABCSG12 with 1,800 patients. We do have SOFAST with 2,000 patients in a postmenopausal setting, in the adjuvant setting, and this adds to the potential indication for IV bisphosphonates like zoledronic acid in the treatment continuum. So now the presentation is completely broken, so I summarize without the slide. I would suggest that we have found an exciting hypothesis-generating new mechanism of action, which we can also relatively easily apply to the clinic. Whether this can be already called a new standard, I would be a little bit cautious because we always want to have additional confirmation. There are 20,000 patients currently in randomized trials of zoledronic acid, not only in breast cancer, but also in prostate cancer as well as in lung cancer. And we may have stumbled upon something if we can really favorably affect the microenvironment where dormant tumor cells survive, not only by bisphosphonates, but maybe in the future also by other drugs, then we may eventually come closer to a cure. Thank you very much.